The Animal Practice of Marion has a special this week on rabies vaccinations and all sorts of other shots that you need for your cats and dogs. Get your discounted heartworm test, too, just $15. Call and make an appointment today. This special is for this week only, October 19th through the 23rd. Well, Coach Darns, this is a week to get your dog and cats vaccinated, but it's also a big-time game coming up Friday night at Rocket Stadium. We have Russellville coming to town, and this one is for the district championship. We hadn't played for a district championship in several years, and this is very special.
Yeah, you know, go. You know, what a week in Marion and Crittenden County. You can go get your dogs and cats vaccinated, and then you go to a football game on Friday and watch the district championship.
Right.
So it's a great week. And
Dr. Call's on call for that.
Yeah, Dr. Call's on call, so make sure you call him and get in there. So, you know, I mean, here's the thing. We've been waiting for this time, and as I told the players, you know, that all decisions that we've made, the offense that we've gone to, coaching staff, players, where they're playing, the positions that they've played, the camp that we've gone to, all the decisions that we've made at the end, starting at the end of last year, has all boiled down to one game. And that's what we've been focusing on since then. In my eyes, now I haven't let the players know that, obviously.
Yeah.
And in my eyes, this is what it's all come down to. So, you know, this is what we've said. We have 8 weeks to prepare for this one game, 9 including the off week. Prepare for this game as far as your responsibilities, your techniques, your reads, and stuff like that. And it comes down to this one game. So here it is. And it's all played out that way because they're 7-1, we're 6-2, and it's for district championship. And, you know, we went back and looked at the teams that they've beaten and the teams that we've beaten and the wins and losses. And, you know, they've beaten the teams and they've won like 18, lost 44.
Yeah.
You know, we've won – the teams that we've beaten won 22, lost 40. You know, so –
very comparable.
Very comparable. And so what we have to make sure that we do is understand this. The last 4 years, our kids have not had the success we're used to having in competing for district championships. We've always been fourth. So 4 years in a row, we've been fourth. We went to Hancock the first year. Then we went to Owensboro Catholic the next 2 years. I mean, next 3 years. And so, you know, we're used to traveling far the first round, playing the first seed, and coming home. Now we have an opportunity that if we do what we're supposed to, and we compete, and we win, and we beat Russell for district championship, we have a chance to stay at home throughout the whole entire playoffs until the state championship. And that's important for our kids to understand that. And they do understand that. But I'm telling you, and I told them, that their coach is saying the same thing, because Mayfield has been in that district and Mayfield's been the district champion, and they've always had second place, and now they're telling their kids that this is a chance to be first in the district and host the entire thing as long as they're in it there. So we understand the magnitude of this ball game. It's our senior night. It's the last time, you know, that these kids are going to play regular season home on this field. It's going to be playoff, yeah, because we host the first round. But if we don't win this game, then the playoff game will be the last one that we face. So, you know, the home, as far as being home field. The only way that that wouldn't happen is if the fourth place seed beats the first place
upset,
seed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. So we have to understand that. We've been working hard towards it. We understand it, the kids. And it's going to be as much – this game is going to be as much a mental preparation as it is physical. So it's going to take a lot of out of them mentally, because they're going to have to understand what they're doing offensively and react to where they are throughout the course of the game. Because it's a wing T, it's misdirection, it's deception. If their eyes – and they don't trust their keys and react to their keys, and they let their eyes fool them, we're in trouble. They have 4 kids that can go the distance every time they touch the ball.
Very athletic team. I watched them on your huddle program. It's got all the video. I watched them a little bit just in the Murray game, and just very, very athletic. And that's the only game they lost, and they still look pretty good at times. You know, obviously Murray's got some very good athletes too. But this is a game, it's very very good possibility. I think it's, 20 or 30%. We might get a little rain, so it could be a wet field. It's probably not going to be like the last time Russellville came here. I think it rained sideways the whole game, and we won that one. You know, that was, I think it lent itself to us. We were mutters then. I don't know if it were to be a wet game, where did we stack up now? We throw the ball up.
We don't want it to be a wet game. I mean, we're not that team anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to play to 3 yards in a cloud of dust and welcome rain and mud and all that stuff because that was who we are. We're not that way anymore. We want to spread the field and we want to get the ball in the hands of players out in space. And because Russellville, they are athletic, they're talented, but you spread them out and you create some running lanes and you create some passing lanes. You get them in tight like Murray did, and you've got because Murray put everybody in tight. When you do that, then you're putting those players in tight, and you got 9 people in the box that's playing because they're gonna play man coverage. Mm-hmm. So when they play man coverage, you got 9 people in the box when you have everybody in there. So they play to run very well, but you spread them out. Yes, you force them. They are man coverage, but you open up areas and open up space. And that's what we're looking at, and we have to take advantage of that.
And obviously, I think one-on-one, athletically, they probably have more athletes on the field than we do. But when you've got those one-on-one competitions out on the corner, a guy slips and falls, or anything can happen then. It's one missed tackle away from a pretty big play.
You know, and we're not saying slipping and falling. We're not. You know, banking on somebody, you don't ever bank on somebody
right.
falling. But what you have to do is you have to make sure that you take you motion, you flip, and you try to make them confused by formations and routes and stuff like that. So because when man coverage, everybody's responsible for a man. So we know that they play a 3-3 stack, so there's 6 guys that's going to be in the box all the time for the run. They don't have pass responsibility. So if we take and go no backs and even trip set, that takes this free safety from the middle of the field and puts him on a receiver, mm-hmm. because they're not going to take anybody out of the box. So when you do that, it creates possibilities for you to hit the middle of the field. So we have to work those. We have to understand that and work the routes to where we make sure that we get somebody in the middle of the field. Now, you got to do that by great execution on the route. You got to make the defenders, anytime that there's a man coverage, you got to make the defenders think that you're doing something different than what you're doing. If you just go out there and try to run a regular route, then they're going to cover you, and we're not going to be open. But if they think you're going to go out and you go in, then you get them to turn their backs, and then you have a seam and a little window to throw the ball in. And we have to do those. We have to be great route runners. We have to understand our running lanes. We have to make sure that we fake our back, make them think that we're running the ball. And that will create, because they're aggressive as far as getting to the run. So if they think we're going to run it, and we have run-pass options in our offense now, so the quarterback has the option to hand it off or throw it if it's there. So that's the beauty of our system that we have right now.
And you were talking about how defensively against the wing tee, you really got to play your responsibility and execute. But there's lots going into the offensive side. Not that it all doesn't always, but really this week probably as much as any.
Well, make no mistake, we know defense wins championships. We understand that here. And so we haven't placed all of our marbles in our offense. Yes, we spend a lot of time on offense, but we've spent a lot of time on a wing tee the last 3 weeks. So it hasn't been just this week that we've been working on it. The kids understand the offense. They just have to make sure that they trust and react to what they're doing. It's been a lot of defense, and Coach Wheeler's done a great job coming up with a game plan, and we just have to go out there and execute it, because I'm telling you, you know, they're prone to put the ball on the ground too. We have to make sure that we create turnovers. We have to force them to turn the ball over, capitalize on the mistakes, and minimize ours.
This Russellville team has, like we said, many athletes, but just running down some of the guys that we're probably going to hear their names is Josh
Bigby. You're going to hear Drumgold. You're going to hear Jones. You're going to hear, and I forgot what their other running back name, but those three are the big the big three that they have right there that can go to distance. They've got the quarterback
is McMurray, and he's only
runs option, but he runs option, and we got to honor that. Yeah. And he doesn't throw the ball that much, but that's what I'm talking about. They have to understand that our players, if we don't get our reads and react properly when they do throw it, they've got a tall receiver out there that they can get it to. That we got to make sure that we're on them when we do that.
He's completed 15 passes this year. 9 of them have been for touchdowns.
Yeah.
So big strike.
But they probably hadn't thrown the ball 20 times.
23 times all year long, and we'll do that in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The first half, anyway.
Sure.
Or have been. I know your backup quarterback Hunter Boone has had an injured finger, and Paxton Riley stepped in when we got ahead down Fulton County and quarterbacked the team in the second half. How's that situation working out? Is Hunter ready?
It's the same. Hunter Boone, he broke a bone in his finger and chipped the bone out and off part of his knuckle, I believe it is. And, he's out for a week. And this is a week today. I mean, tomorrow or Friday. But we're not going to put him in there until he's released, so we don't know what the situation is. So I'm assuming he's out for tomorrow. And if that occurs, and something happens to Nick, and we got to put Paxton in, and Paxton do a good job, it just takes away part of our running package and from our quarterback standpoint. But Paxton will have to come in and do the job that he would be asked to do. So that's why you prepare. That's why you have two or three guys in a spot, because you never know when you're going to be asked to go in there.
Anybody else this week is banged up, dinged up, that may not be able to play? Any of your guys that we were counting on regularly?
No, I mean we're
everybody's
healthy
as we have been.
Healthy,
anyway,
And I just have to say this, that and here's what people have to understand. We said that all of our decisions have gone up to this week, and we're at our eighth game of the season. Going into our ninth game, but it's the district championship game. And so everything that we've been doing and asking the kids to do is simply hone your skills, develop your techniques, and be at that point where you're maximizing everything that you have at this game for this game. And so in doing that, it's the decisions to who we play on JV, where we play the players on JV, the positions that we play, it's all come down to this one game. And so we've had Gavin Dickerson that has we had him at linebacker in JV, and he's done an excellent job, great job at making plays on JV. He's probably going to start in front of Dylan Smith, who has been playing the last eight games, and we're doing that to make sure that we get the areas and the holes filled up that need to be filled when they do what they're supposed to do. And if we don't, then we're in trouble, and that's what we're talking about, that if they don't react to their key and they leave that hole open, they're going to find it and they're going for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. So, and we're challenging players. It's not that we don't have confidence in him to be able to do it. It's we're challenging him them to do the right thing, because it's coming down to one game. And this one game is the championship, and that's what it means.
And this is a game that we had, like you mentioned, we've looked forward to. We knew last year when we got reassigned to Class A that it was probably going to come down to this game. And you say you've built toward this. Are you ready? Is everybody ready right now? Do you feel like the team is peaking when it should, and each player is?
We are where we need to be. We can't be any better as far as the attitude, as far as the people in positions, than when we are right now. We are ready to play. Now, going at saying that and going out and executing it versus a Fulton County and opposed to a Russellville, that's a different story. We want it to be a battle. We want this to be a war. We want it to be play in and play out as a battle. Every play is going to be that way, and that's what we told our kids. You can't let one play. You can't let one play define this game, because when you're not here, that one play can be the difference of a championship, and we have to make sure that we're focused mentally and physically throughout the whole game and every play. And I will say this, that we've moved probably three people in different positions to get ready for this game all last week from that. Mitchell Joyce. He was placed in the special teams on a kickoff because of his play in JV and what he's been doing. So we're moving people. We're putting people where we think that we need to have. Now, that means that, yes, we upset somebody because they put them in a position. But as we've told the players from the very beginning, from day one when they came in, you have an opportunity to show us that you need to be there, whether it's JV or varsity, and we're going to put you where we feel like that we have. And that's my job as the head coach, to make sure that the kids are in positions so that we can have success and we feel like that we've done that. Now, we also have to say, the only injury that I might that we might have that we don't know for sure is Will Perkins, who went to last Saturday, went to a kicking camp. And actually has done a great job. And we were out here the other day kicking in practice Monday or Tuesday, probably Tuesday, I think. And he might have pulled something, trying to kick too much. So
of course, we have got Dylan Hicks.
We have Dylan Hicks,
who was the kicker.
You know, and I'm telling you, Cody Belt at Fulton County,
did a good job.
He kicked extra points. So we're going to have to see what happens. So we do have a backup in Dylan Hicks as far as that, but you know, hopefully that's not the case, that he didn't pull something, he'll be able to kick tomorrow night.
Well, this is the game. Russellville is ranked number 5 in the Associated Press coming into this game. I think Bluegrass Preps has them 4. We were 14 this week in the Associated Press poll, and you know, I said early in the season, I think you and I had this conversation, I thought we would make the top 10 at some point, but I think, you know, it's all about consistency and how, you know, how that's voted on and respect that you get. And we hadn't been in Class A in a long time. A lot of people forgot about us, I think, in the Class A. And here's a chance for us to go beat a top 5 team and to gain a lot of respect that you talk about a lot. And this is a great opportunity here at home. We've got a big event, big event with the recognition of the former teams that have all gone to at least the quarterfinals, the state championship team from 85 and then 63 and 08 team. So a lot of things going on. I know there's going to be some tailgating in the parking lot with that, as well as the class of 1990s having a little deal up here in the, behind the scoreboard, some tailgating on the weekend. So it's going to be a festive atmosphere and championship game. You just can't add, it kind of gives you a cold chill running up and down your spine, I believe.
You know, and it's exciting, Chris. I mean, yeah. It's back to where, you know, the feeling of you know, when we had it, we were playing for district championship, regional championship, right, with Mayfield back in class. I mean, we had that same feel, and mm-hmm. That's what we missed. And here's the thing. These seniors have never experienced that. And so now they get to experience it. And so this means so much for our program, just that we're experiencing it. Right. Now, we might not win the game. They might beat us. I'm not saying that they can and we right. will or whatever. But just the experience that we're getting right now, for the younger players to be able to see this, you get a taste for it. Yeah. And so that's how your program starts building back up, because we lost something the 4 years sure. that we were in 2A. Now we've got to get it back. We've got to gain it back. We have a chance to beat Russellville. They have a chance to beat us. We just have to make sure that we put all of our marbles to this one game right now and play it, and then see what happens at that point. If we play the game that we should play, we have a chance to beat them, and it's going to come down to possibility of mistakes. So we fully expect to go out and play an outstanding game and it be a game, and that's what we're hoping for. My only concern is that we've only played one full game in the 8 weeks that we had, and that was against Union County, and that's the concern that I have. And I don't know if Russellville can say that. I know that they're averaging 44, 50 yeah. points a game, so I don't know how long they scored 70 points against Fulton City, so I don't know how long they're leaving their kids in and playing. We don't do that. You know, we get up comfortably, we feel like it's over. I think it's more important for younger kids to play and get them in there for game experience than I am, you know, getting 20 more points and stuff like that. So that's a concern of mine, whether or not late in the fourth quarter when the game's on the line, how is our focus and how is our mentality as far as how's our stamina as well.
All right, big game this weekend. Friday night, kickoff 7 o'clock at Rocket Stadium. Russellville comes to town, number 5 ranked team against number 14. Good luck, Coach Starnes. Let's go get a district championship.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you.